Okay, great. All right, I am ready. Daf Kuf Tes Vav, Parshas Vayetze. Im Yetz Hashem, next week, and if people can get together on Chanukah as well, then we'll do two pieces from the Maranaim on Chanukah. But this was a piece on Parshas Vayetze, which was too good to pass up. Okay, we'll go a little bit quicker at the beginning so that when we get into the exciting part of it, we can spend some more time. B'medesh Tanchuma, Shalal Reb Shimon ben Chalafta. They ask Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, "Bekami yamin bara kadosh baruch hu es ha'olam?" And how many days did the Rebbeinu Shalom create the world? V'amar lahem, he said to them, "B'shisha yamin," in 6 days. V'shalal loy, so they ask Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, "Ma'isa asman ve'elach mahu oisa?" From that time on, what is the Rebbeinu Shalom doing? V'heishiv oisa sulamais. The Rebbeinu Shalom creates ladders. Moirish lezeh, he impoverishes some, umashia lezeh, and he makes others wealthy. Kamesha Kosov, like the Pasuk says, Hashem moirish umashir mashpil af miremim, the Rebbeinu Shalom makes poor and wealthy, he lowers, he also uplifts. Kamesha Mitzinu Gabi Yankiv, says the Medrash, like we find by Yankiv Avinu. Pasuk says, "Vayachloim v'nisunam mutzavata." V'nema boy v'yikach mi'avnei amokim. Says the Medrash, what does this have to do with poverty and wealth? U'bevadayim hoya like kalish gavala. A very practical Medrash. If Yaakov Avinu would have had a good pillow, loy hoya noitlan, he never would have taken rocks to sleep on. As the pasuk says, u'bechazirose, when he was coming back, nema, it says there, "Vayifraitzayish." Uberchoi Akadish Barchu Bachazirose, the Rebbeinu Shalom blessed him on his return. Uma Bracha Berchoi, what was the Bracha that he gave him? Berchas Avram, Hashem Berchas Avram Bakel. So that's the opposite of the. He was an Ani when he went. So on the way back, he would receive the Bracha of Avram, which was wealth. So obviously, the Medrash Tanchum is learning that there's a deep connection here between the Sulam, the vision of the ladder, and this whole concept of Mashir Umayrish. What is the connection? V'noida. Next paragraph. V'noida m'mashir m'vayada el. It's known from what we explained earlier. Apostle Kashamayim kisi v'aret hadoim ragli. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moser ha'an hagol Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave over the leadership to Klal Yisrael. L'sakin hadoim raglov. To be able to fix, to rectify, to establish a, what they call here in the United States, an ottoman. Mibchinas raglin, what does it have to, why is it called hadoim raglav? What is the interest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Klal Yisrael's esek with hadoim raglav? Says the Maranayim, that refers to mibchinas raglin, this refers to the lowest levels, the feet, madreges hapchusais, the lowest levels, levare mehem nitzaitzis hakdoshim, in order to be able to elevate from the lowest of places, sparks of kedusha, ulikarev es atzman leboira, and for Klal Yisrael to be able to draw themselves close to the Creator, mikol advarim shem b'chinas atzias, with and using all things that are earthy, lowly things, that Klal Yisrael is supposed to utilize those things, which seem to be so distant, as the catalyst to draw themselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mizeh yisrachiv tainig hagodl b'chol olamos, and with this there'll be a tremendous breitkeit, an overflow of pleasure in all of the worlds, because of the pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol has, when things which are seemingly of such a low level become an actual chariot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should understand that with this avoda of elevating lowly things, we are able to establish the highest throne in the most complete way, because we return on high those things which have fallen to the lowest of places. This is the meaning that it says in this week's parasha. V'Yankov Avinu Olam Hashalom Nemar Baya. But Yankov Avinu says V'Yisi Yankov Raglov, that Yankov uplifted his feet. Says the Maranayim, this means P'chinis Raglin Kometz Leinadel. The Yankov Avinu uplifted all of those things which are lowly. V'Yisi Yankov Raglov, he uplifted those lowly things that were shaykh to his neshama. Yankov Avinu was able to uplift and to elevate. That's the meaning of V'Yisi Yankov Raglov. Okay? V'Nexiv. The Pasuk says, Li HaKesev Li Azov. Omar Hashem, the Rebbein Shalem, says, to me is the gold and to me is the silver. Frek the Maranayim. V'Lama Amadavka Kesev Azov. Why did the Rebbein Shalem use specifically the example of gold and silver? Miyuchadun Lo Yizbarach. Halei Kol Oilem Am Lo Yehu Asov Lo Yehu. Everything belongs to the Rebbein Shalem. Why does it specify gold and silver in particular? As the Pasuk says, K'mosh Shiksev, K'nei Shamayim, what does the Rebbein Shalem has everything in heaven and earth? Zok Demar Naim Ach Mipnei, Shekol Anhoges HaOilam, because all conduct, everything that goes on in the world, it's amazing, this is 200-something years ago, and nothing has changed. Shekol Anhoges HaOilam V'tztachusan Ho'ayideh Kesev Azov, everything that makes the world go round takes place through silver and gold. Meaning, that every Yid has an obligation to elevate money to my name. What is the Li Lishmi that is referring to the Nitzitz HaKodesh, the spark of Kedusha, which is contained in all things? Says Reb Nochem, ki ein lecha dava she'ein boi nitzaitzis hakdoshes, because there's nothing in the world that does not have these unbelievably intense kodesh sparks. V'godel atainig, the greatest pleasure which exists in the world, she'esh le yizbarach, is k'shemivin etzlei hanitzaitzis kedoshes hanefulim, that is the greatest tainig a yid can do for the Rebbein Shalem, is to bring to the Rebbein Shalem those sparks which have fallen b'mokim hashafel kezeh, in such a low place, like money, shu yisoid ofer mamish. After all, money is literally yisoid ofer. It's if you want to go to silver and gold, it's a mineral. It's earth. Shemimena nisav kesev izov. He's trying to show you the nidrikait, the lowliness of money. V'chol zeh. Now, so he built the premise. The premise is that the greatest tainig that exists, the greatest tainig a person can give to the Rebbein Shleilam, is the elevating the netzaitis that exist in the money. How does a person do that? V'chol zeh al yidei goydel ha'emuna bo yizbarach. The first thing is with an intense emuna in the Rebbein Shleilam. That's the first step. The second step, so the first one is emuna. That's the first step in elevating the money. The second is uli hisnaig b'masa umatan b'emuna b'emes gomer. The second thing is to conduct oneself in business, in emuna, and in complete truth. She'emes chesame shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Chazal tell us that emes is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'al yidei zeh, if a person approaches his business life with this attitude, with these two elements of emes and emuna, he will be helped min hashamayim ki abol letayim misayin oisay, because somebody who comes to be metaher himself, to cleanse himself, he receives heavenly assistance. Meaning, what is the misayin oisay, says the Maranayim? We normally learn that a person who comes to elevate himself, so the Rebbein Shalom will help him in his elevation. Says the Maranayim, no. Misayin oisay, it means that he will be helped. Lahalis is HaKadusha Shemalavish B'toichai. He will be given help from the Rebbein Shalom in order to elevate the Kedusha that's found within the money. Why? So he says, push it. Al yedei shehim shechasa emes. Because the person drew truth, which is Chaysame Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu Ala Masumat Nahu. He walks into a business transaction. And he conducts himself. He's faced with a moral dilemma. And he conducts himself in emes, in this transaction. So he took the mid of emes and drew it into this place of this transaction. Is oibazay v'nimtza kimtachayis. What you see from here is ki hu yizbarach kan gamken. He brought the Rebbeinu Shalom into this transaction. So as a result, because he drew the Rebbeinu Shalom in to this interaction, so as a result, he also brought the nitzitz, that spark that exists in here, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Through his interaction with it, based upon the laws of Torah and Emes, so therefore, he says a very pashut zach, because Emes, based upon Torah, is unified with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom and Torah are one. As a result, because he conducted himself based upon Torah law in his transaction, he brought the Rebbeinu Shlom into it. So the Rebbeinu Shlom was here, Vahavin. That's how he elevates that nitzot. Zokta hafla v'fela. What is the terminology we use in Lashon HaKodesh to describe business? V'alkein nikra masu matin. For this reason, business is called masu matin. Everybody knows that. That's the term we use. It's called masu matin. So he says, it's called masu matin shu'al shem shemagbiya nitzat HaKodesh memakam nifilose shu'losan noise. We call it masu matin because masa means to uplift. If a yid conducts himself with masa matin in business, with the Torah ideology and Torah application, so he uplifts umatin. What does it mean? He gives the Rebbeinu Shalom a matana by returning the nitzitz to its source. Now, period. There should have been a period here. A major yisaid. Ubishvil zeh, we should understand that it was for this reason nifsiru Yisrael ben amim, that Klal Yisrael were dispersed among the nations. How? Shi'al yidei oskam imoim b'masu matnu b'dvarim, through our interaction with the goyim in business and in stam interaction. Look at this. Meitziim mehem hanitzoytzis haheim. We extract from the goyim these sparks hamuluvoshim be'advarim shayisik imam, that are enclosed and embodied in whatever interaction we're having with them. V'al yedei zayisim ha'kabbalah yisbarach, as he said earlier, through this we make a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol davar shebayim, with everything in the world. U'misaknim b'chinas hadayim raglav, when we rectify the Rebbeinu Shalom's hadayim raglav. V'kisei elin yisrayim v'yisalav b'tayisvus ili gadol, and we elevate the throne of the Rebbeinu Shalom with a tremendous ili. And for this reason, number b'gemara, Chazal darshin v'chol yikum asher b'ragleim zememaynei shel adam shemamidei al raglav. This refers to the money of a person. Ki al yedei hamama in yochel hamidei the second chinas adam raglav, not the person's feet, not that mammon is maimed the person upon his feet like we normally learn the gemara. Says the gemara, naim nishtazai. But you got to learn the Gemara, Asher Zememanish Ladam Shemamidei Al Raglav, referring to the Shechina, that he restores the Rebbeinu Shalom's Adam in Kav Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Raglayim. Ayadeza Shiyasa Bemanosi Yisborg Bimaoid, if a person interacts exceedingly so with Emunah, Apidas Teresenu Agdeisha, through the law of Torah, back up to the top of the next page. Ube emes, ube emana, with truth and with faith. Shigam sham tzimtzum alikusa yizbarach, that even in this interaction there exists a tzimtzum of the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vaz nasa merkavala yizbarach mizeh. From this interaction we create a merkava. The Sfasem says, in one of the Shtiklachan Pesach, based upon this yisoid, that this is why Pare did not want Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim, because he understood that as long as they're there, that Klal Yisrael were making a Merkava out of all their interactions. He understood that as long as Klal Yisrael were there, they were serving that function of taking Mitzrayim and using Mitzrayim as a catalyst to build the Merkava of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The moment Klal Yisrael were leaving, he knew that they were history, that it was all over. because they had extracted everything for them. This is how the Maranaim understands Klal Yisrael is wandering in the Galias. We go from country to country, sweeping up the Nitzaitzis through our interaction in business. And we leave these countries, and the countries fall apart because we've extracted the Nitzaitzis from them. Okay, continue next paragraph. V'yankev avinu olav ha'shalom ha'sakein. This was the avayit of Yankev avinu k'meshik siv yisi Yankev raglev komer. As I said earlier, Yankev avinu uplifted the raglayim. So he says here, k'shenevak im sori shalesav ne'amar. When he had his battle with the angel, with the Sar of Esav, ne'amar, the pasuk says, v'yar ki lo yocholoi, that the angel saw that he couldn't beat Yankev avinu. Says, what's going on here? Ki ma shenis avik imoy, the challenge that the Malach of Esav presented to Yaakov Avinu in his struggle with him, who al kol hamu'urais ve'inyanim ve'hanhoges hadoiris, their struggle was a struggle of all future generations and all of the happenings that were going to go on hadoiris hasidim lotzis memenu, with all the generations that were destined to come from Yaakov. Shetikin lanu Yankev Avinu olav ha'shalom adei al milchama shahi le'ita. Yankev Avinu fixed it for us through the milchama that he was having with that angel. Shemachmas gedol kishreinu, through Yankev Avinu's unbelievable talent, notzach la'sitra achri, he won over the other side, b'chdei shalei yifay l'rochas v'sholom v'banav ha'doris ha'bayim, so that the sitra achri will not be able to permanently damage us in the future generations. K'mer shiksiv, lent maranaim azay, v'atem b'nei Yankev le'kalisa. Lent maranaim, this pasuk, pshat in the pasuk is, it says, and you, the children of Yankev, you were not annihilated. Ritzayna loyma, says the maranaim, edaf azay lent pshat, al yidei yishatem b'nei Yankev, because you, Klal Yisrael, are the descendants of Yankev Avinu, sheneschazik ma'id b'shvilchem, who fought on your behalf. He fought with that angel because of you, for you. And he tremendously conquered this Yetzirah to make it easier for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtel tachfar, how difficult it would be for us if he wouldn't have had that fight. And he was not able to do to you, Klal Yisrael, to us, in all generations, he wasn't able to do the kind of damage that he had hoped to do in this struggle. Had Yankev Avinu not won. But v'achshav, now that Yankev Avinu won, la'yuchal le'hidol lechem, he can't do that kind of damage to us, is al yidei zeh, because of this, le'kalisam, you were not totally destroyed. Ki Yankev Avinu alav ha'shalom tzofa ad soif kol ha'doris. Yankev Avinu foresaw all the generations. V'ro l'sakalem derech Hashem, he saw to rectify for them. So that wasn't the battle just of that time, but that battle was a battle for us. He was battling our struggles and our battles of what the Sitrach would have liked to do to us. Next paragraph. V'zeu inyan hisavku shekosu b'terak doyesha v'yei ovik ishimai. This is the concept of this struggle. The pasuk says that a person wrestled with him. The other line, "Shehu avur banav hadoyrois." This is for future generation. Haboyin ad bias mishichenu b'merav yemein until the coming of Mashiach. Zok the haflu v'fela v'zehu. This is the meaning. He struggled with him ad aleis hashachar until the morning came. Zman shenem aboy. The time about which it says, "Oz yibaka kashachar irecho," then the light will pour forth. It'll split open. Shu yimaisa Mashiach. This refers to the days of Mashiach. V'yarki layochalai. Oh, now he continues. Now it says v'yarki layochalai. The angel saw that he lost that battle. V'yiga b'chaf yirechoi. Nonetheless, the angel, went ahead and damaged Yankev Avinu b'kaf yirechai. V'sados, says the Maranaim, yirechen u'pchines raglin, yirechen, the thighs, that's the same concept as the legs. K'may shiksiv is called the yikim ha'sheh b'raglim, k'may el, that's the yikim ha'sheh b'raglim, zem emayne shel adam. Zokta Nebach Shisham. You know where the Sitracher was able to do his to inflict his damage. Motzaleh Sitracher Mokem Achizalechas. By that's where he did get Yankiv. Meaning, up to the top of the page. Shial Yudei Amamain in the field of money. Not only is it difficult, not only will a person not elevate the sparks that are in the money and bring them to good, what's going to happen is quite the contrary. Money will become the source and the reason that Klal Yisrael will become distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayidei Shehichnis Lehem Desachemda B'Mamayin, because he was able to infuse into them desire for money, B'Klipiyos, in the area of the Klippis. Now look at this, is absolutely astounding words. Mashahoya Aveda Gidaila Yoisima Ovid Ba'aska B'Taira. The service which could be done with money is greater than the Aveda, than he who toils in Torah. Ki ha'oisik B'Taira Oisi Yichud B'davar Elyon. There's no question that a person who studies Torah, who spends his time learning, is unifying himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a tremendously exalted way. However, ubazeh, but for somebody who serves properly in the business world, yesh yoise tainug, there's a greater pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishem mevien hachiyas hakodesh memakim shafel, by bringing these nitzaitzes, this chiyas, from a place which is lowly. And in this level, a person who's able to serve in business, be'emes u'be'amuna, as he described earlier, is greater than he who sits in the mismedish and learns. Amnam, however, he says, certainly, there's no way for a person to know how to conduct himself either in emes or in amuna without the proper knowledge of Torah. V'gam oid l'tamim achayrim ki o'ikah, there's also other reasons that a person needs to be Isaac b'Torah, which is the ikah. Ki, but however, you should understand, ki, zegam ken Torah. But a person should understand that when he interacts in the business world, this is Torah too, masha oivad Hashem b'masu mat, and a person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in business, ubeshare dvar mapchusim, a person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in other areas of lowliness, ki bevadai lule oskir b'Torah, certainly without his study of Torah, lo yomer d'deze, he'll never be able to do it in truth and in emunah. Umachmas haTorah, and it is because of his study of Torah, yovias atzmi l'zeh aseichel shesham gamkin Torah. It's only by studying Torah that a person will ever come to the recognition that in the business and in the money, there too is Torah. Only Torah, only the study of Torah will bring a person to that recognition. Ki atayru gamkin b'chol davar, because we understand that Torah is everywhere. Ki arayis v'kutsh b'richu chad is ba'ofen sh'toichaz b'zeh. In the method that a person will grab a hold, v'gam mizeh al tanachiyotcha, and a person should not neglect serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in this area, v'havin, and understand this well. V'nimtza, the bottom line is, she'avoid the gedoyla, that this is an awesome service, v'hu his chakim, and the person, and the Sar Shalesav saw this, and was able to outsmart Yankov Avinu, she'adirabah, with this, she'alideze machikin oid memenu yisbarach, to distance through this, rather than to bring a yid closer, he will distance a person through this kiyudua davar zebav and hisenu rabim, as we see in our tremendous averus. The hakel ayda yetzahara, this all takes place through the yetzahara hanikra gid hanoshe. He is called the gid hanoshe. Why? Dimenashia barnash, language of the Zohar. He makes a person forget mepulchana demerayan, that what he's involved in is an exalted service of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So the yetzahara comes along and causes a person to forget this. That a person should have really taken this as an opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Yetzer and makes him forget what he's involved with, the tremendous exalted Avodah that could take place here. And therefore the Torah says, Al kein leyech the bnei Yisrael is gidan asha. Klal Yisrael should not eat the gidan asha. Meaning, shela yoichal mazon panasasam. A Jew shouldn't eat. Meaning, he shouldn't benefit. He shouldn't get involved with the kind of panasa mimamen kizeh shuba mipchines gidan asha that comes from that kind of gidan asha, which is masu matn shemitzadi etzahar. That's business which comes from the vantage point of the etzahara. This is the very raglan that he mentioned earlier, the fundamental feet that really gave us the opportunity to rectify the Hadoim Raglav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody knows that which is written in the Svarim, Kisulam Bigimatria Mamen, that the latter has the same gematria as money. So therefore, what he's saying is that the sulam is, it is mutzav arza v'roisha megiya shemayim, that it has the ability to take a person to the highest places, and unfortunately, it has the ability to lower a person to the lowest of places. Any comments?
I didn't hear us laughing.
Onward? From here? No, my chaver were laughing. They know that this is one of my favorite themes here, so. Okay. Bezel v'yachleim in Yisulam. He says, this is how he interprets the pasuk, v'yachleim, and he dreamt, v'in Yisulam mitzvata, there was a ladder. Says the Maranayim, v'yachleim huloshen chizuk. K'moy v'tachlimeinu v'tchayenu. V'yachleim is a language of strengthening. Ki yankim nischazik b'avoyde, yankim avinu strengthened himself in avoyde. V'yachleim, he became healthier. Liyos p'chines sulam, that he became the sulam. Even though Mamain, it seems to be Mutzav Ba'atzis, it seems that it's so lowly, it's Mutzav Arza, Mikol Mokim, Yankov Avinu understood in this healthy Matziv, he understood V'reisha Megi HaShemayim, he understood that the Mamain could be used Mamish, because it is such an unbelievably exalted thing, Shashar Shavi Ikriu B'Shamayim, that the Shoyrish, the root of it is B'Shamayim, Ki Achios HaMahava Yisai, L'Kaimai, that Chios, that energy, that gives it its Kiyom, who Kodesh Memakam Elyon, is extremely exalted. V'Hine, he continues on, now going back to the Yisai that he mentioned casually earlier, that our interaction with the nations is in order that we're able to extract the nitzotzes from them. Oibazoi, b'nei melacha likim, shem asorim shalomai, says the Medrash says, that it was that these were the malachim, the sarim of the various nations. Oilim v'yodim, they were going up and down on it, referring to the it was now the mammon, right? So he says, Kamal El, as he explained earlier, Shayadeya Isik by Bidas, if a person interacts with understanding what is really going on behind the scenes of business, Bikavanas Hashem Yizbarach, understanding that there's a tremendous Avodah that's taking place here, Ibazoi, is Metzia Nachayas Miyam. What he does is he's able to extract the various energy from the nations with whom he's interacting. Because after all, what gives the nations their chiyus? The only thing that gives them the chiyus is the nitzaitzis, hamalavashim behem, is the various sparks, the kedusha, which is embodied and enclosed in them. V'oz yodim bay, then they will go down bay, meaning bishvilai, because of his interaction, because he interacted with them responsibly, and he extracted the nitzaitzis from them. So as a result of his interaction, they were yodim bay, they went down because he understood what was really going on. However, lehepechas v'shalom, the opposite could also be true. Oilem, that they could go up. Sha'adirabe, it could also happen. Misrachkin ha'yideze yoyisem ha'ashem yisbarach, that a Jew can distance himself more from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and as a result, umaysifim lehem oid koyach rachmona letzlan chas v'shalom, we can infuse the nations with even greater koyach chas v'shalom. Is v'yankiv osa b'kavanosa yisbarach b'zeh yankiv avinu. This was Yaakov Avinu's intention. Yaakov Avinu took me'avnei amokim, says the Maranayim. Those weren't just plain any stones. He interacted. They were gold and silver. Says the Maranayim. He took the lowest appearances. He took the rocks, the stones, the gold and the silver that appeared to be lifeless, distant things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he elevated them to their highest places. He elevated them to the highest of places. Hafla v'fela, no? Right, he says, Oilim, one second. Oilim v'yodim bay, the yardim is good, and the oilim is not good. Because he said the oilim was when a person does not interact positively. And therefore, the malachim are oilim. What he's saying is here, it is not that Yaakov Avinu did this, but that he came to the understanding. Is Yaakov nischazik b'avoid, he came to such a level of understanding where he understood that malachi adikin oilim v'yodim bay, that it is the moment that gives the umas ha'olam the ability to go up and to descend. Is the sarim, it's the sarim of the nations, he says. The yardim is he can bring them down by acting with emes and amona in his interactions with them. So then the yardim, and chas v'sholem faket, if he acts irresponsibly, then they are oilim. Zok devaita, next paragraph. V'gam baram narayim, when Yaakov Avinu was by Lavan. Hoitzi Yaakov Avinu l'vasholem misham, nitzaitzis ha'gdoishim, Yaakov Avinu's avoida there, was the extraction of these nitzaitzis, shayim mishukam b'klipas Lavan. They were completely entrenched in klipas Lavan, over there, in the klipas of Lavan. What was the nitzaitzis ha'gdoishim, zokta? V'heino yimoyis v'yud be'shvatim. You know what the nitzaitzis represented themselves as there? They came out in the representation of the yimoyis and the yud be'shvatim that Yaakov Avinu needed to extract. V'yalken le'yochol le'asar. And for that reason, because he extracted them, the Tsar could not win over him. Because as he said earlier, Yaakov Avinu, he mentioned the word because of Yaakov Avinu's awesome kishrin. He was able, because he had mastered this already in Aram Narayim, so Yaakov Avinu was already a professional nitzaitzis extractor, so he couldn't gain the upper hand. V'zeh Tam Hagolus. He repeats again, this is the Tachlis, this is the reason of Golus Nigzal Yisrael, that it was decreed upon Klal Yisrael, Lias Ba'ar Begolias, because our Avoida is to extract these Nitzaitzis from the Goyim in our interactions with them. V'zehu HaGolus Achren, and this last Golus, who Golus Edom, Shetzichen Ono Levaridon Olikabtzon Lakdusha, it is incumbent upon Klal Yisrael to gather these Nitzaitzis and to gather them in the Kedusha. V'duchka D'lahayin, says the Maranayim, according to Chazal, that the pressure of Klal Yisrael is memar pekona di Yisrael, will quicken the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Ki al yedei zeh shovim al Hashem. Through our discomfort, through our pressure, Klal Yisrael returns to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'nasa abira yoyse mehera, and as a result, this birr happens in a more efficient way. K'mavayir etzlenu le'el. Al pasuk esa sheshalat ha'odam be'odam l'raloi. Says the Maranayim, ki huraloi lehashoylet le'omas. He says, who is it bad for? It's bad for the nations who rule over us. Sha'yidei atzores sheyesh lanu mehem. By their causing us affliction, nigmar ha'birr mehera. They don't realize they're fools. they don't realize that through their afflicting us, they're causing our geula quicker. Avada, when Yaakov Avinu struggled with the Sar, with the ministering angel of Esav, so Esav below was also forced to be subservient to Yaakov. Because everybody knows that no nation can make any move, and therefore when the Sar falls, so the nation below falls. As a result of Yaakov Avinu's struggle, he was made that immediately Golas Edom should start. No matter what happens, even though he'll end up falling, this was the Nitzachon of Yaakov Avinu. He says that Golas Edom started already at that time. That on this level, Golas Edom started, meaning that what they worked out in this interaction was that Yaakov Avinu was given the ability to be able to extract the Nitzaitzis from Edom wherever Klal Yisrael would wander, and that Avodah started immediately. For this reason, Esav said, "Nisav Enelcha, let us go travel." Shetove etzli begolus miyad. So Esav says to him, "Why don't you start the golus immediately?" Even though he realizes that this process is going to begin immediately of Yaakov Avinu extracting the chias from him, he said, "Let's start this fight already right now. You try extracting from me, and I'm going to oppose you." Says Yaakov Avinu, if you cause me so much grief and so much pain at one time, Klal Yisrael will not be able to take the extreme pain of Golus. And as a result, it's going to be too difficult. Golus will be too miserable. They're not going to have the mindset to be able to interact in business and to be able to interact in their financial interactions with the goyim. They're not going to be able to do it. Do me a favor, he says, therefore you pass before me. Give me some time. Let me go at my own pace. Shiagolis behem shechazman biariches afshi sarachazman. Half of a fellow. He says, you know what? Yaakov Avinu says, if we're going to go ahead with this plan of my needing to extract nitzaitzis, I can't, we're not going to be able to do it in an extreme matzav of pressure. Says Yaakov Avinu, I'd rather have the golis take longer and give Klal Yisrael the ability through the passage of time to be able to do this. Mikol mokaim. It won't be under such intense pressure, kolkach, and they're going to have a chance to come to this on their own in Golus. Rather than starting immediately, and it'll be a cause for them to fall, through the misery of a tremendous Golus. This is what Yaakov Avinu was referring to when he said, as the quotes of Zohar very often, "Man denachas medager kri beviyomas," that death refers to a person falling from the madreka. So he says, "Umesu kol atzayin," he's referring to the difficulty of the golus. And then he says, "Finally, ada sha'ova yaladeni seira," until I'll come to you seira, meaning shu yemaisa mashiach, sha'oz yugmer habirurin. At that time, the birurin, this avoda of extracting the nitzaitis, will be concluded. Says as follows, "Ki bizman ha-golus," because the term used in golus, "hu b'chines mamlocha." The term used in golus is a term of mamlocha. "Ki tzorech ha-boir baruch hu litzamtzim es atzmei v'malchi yisu amen." Mamlocha refers to the various kingdoms of the nations, where the Rebbeinu Shalem, as he explained earlier, infuses them with his presence, lachyoisan, to give them sustenance. Why? Avur hakdusha hamadaveshes b'hem, because enclosed and embodied in these nations is this chiyus the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom allows these various kingdoms to exist. As he says, kemayim v'bechal tzirosam loitzak aviyachol, that in the narrowness, there's narrowness to the Rebbeinu Shlom also, says the Maranayim, v'zeh loshen mamlacha. This is the term of mamlacha is used for this constriction of the Rebbeinu Shlom's presence among the nations of the world, where it's not a conspicuous presence of the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's a presence which isn't concealment. Avalos lovai, but in the time to come, there's no need for him to conceal himself among the nations. We will rejoice in the Rebbeinu Shlom's Yeshua Kaviyachol, meaning in the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to need to conceal himself any longer in this hidden way among the nations. That's the Yeshua Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to need to scatter and to conceal his hashpois among the nations. Why? Because this purpose of Klal Yisrael elevating the Netzaitzis found among the nations is no longer going to be needed. And then what the result will be is V'haysal Hashem Hamlucha V'loya Mamlucha. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom moves from a concept of Mamlucha to a concept of Melucha. Hamayr al Tzimtzim Kanal. Mamlucha refers to this form of Tzimtzim. All of this we will merit al yedei through v'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. He stresses again the point. How does this happen? By our coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all artsiyas. V'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. When a yid recognizes that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is melech now over kol ha'aretz. As he said earlier, that's the concept of the offer. Is should namlichenu, if Klal Yisrael will coronate the Rebbeinu Shleilam al kol ha'artzias over all physicality and recognize that the physical was given to us for this avoda of birurim kinesbal el, then we bring about the Malchus Shemaim. The Maranayim says in many different places that this is ma'akiv the geula, that this is the point which holds back the geula from happening, is this issue of Klal Yisrael interacting with the physical world in such a way that they extract this chiyus from the goyim. The next paragraph is half of the fellow. We're going to just let's do this one last paragraph. Okay, Nema. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Vayove Yankiv Shalom." Yankiv Avinu came complete. V'dorash Chazal Shalom Begufay Shalom B'Teirosay. So Chazal say Shalom. What is complete mean? He was whole in his Torah and he was whole in his guf, in his body. Ritzayin alayma, that is to say, ki etzle b'yankiv avinu, ha yishleim is b'chol dover, he had the shleimus in all things. Hem b'dvarim gufniim, he had shleimus, meaning not that he had everything physical he wanted, but he had shleimus in the dvarim gufniim, hem b'dover mamayin, hem b'terosay, that he interacted in his business methods, in his massive amount, and he interacted in a shleimistic way. Im hakoil osik kavanosi yizbarach, whether it was with his Torah or it was with his money, he interacted, he acted in such a way that it was like the kavanah that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted, the karev kvaydi yizbarach hamalovish b'davarahu, in order to draw close that emanation of the Rebbeinu Shlom, which was enclosed and embodied in that thing shasik b'ayva filibartzi is. Not just in his Torah, but even in the physical, as he said earlier, that avodah is greater than the avodah of that which was Isaac B'Torah. And by the way, it should be obvious that this is, now we understand the chronology of Yaakov Avinu's life. That he first went, he was Nitman B'Beis Eiver for 14 years. He first went to study the Torah. That was a hachana in order that he should be able, as he said earlier, the Limud HaTorah is a preparation so that a person has the ability to go into this exalted Avodah of being able to act properly in business. But that the Avodah in business is greater than the Eisek HaTorah. So the Eisek HaTorah of Yaakov Avinu that he did with Beis Eiver was all a preparation for his going into Beis Lavan and being able to extract an insights from there. V'al Yedezeh, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, Kinoida Remez HaSukkah. Everybody knows that the Remez of the Sukkah is Tzei Mediris Keva, go out from your permanent structure, v'shav b'diras out and live in a temporary structure. Is remez, this points to this very yisoid. A person should not make his main ikr this oilam hazeh, elikadiris ari, should make it into something temporary. How does a person do that? He says, ikr yasa by the kavanas oilam haba. That he should do it for the purpose of a world which will come here in the physical. Meaning, ulaham shechalikusai bechol dover oilam hazeh. He understands that the nishtazavim land, that a person should do it for the sake of his Olam Haba, for his Gan Eden. No, he's saying we're preparing this world for the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're preparing. Olam Haba does not refer to a world of the neshama without the body, but he's talking about Olam Haba, a world which will come where a person declares the Rabbeinu Shlom's mastery over the physical world. That's Olam Haba. That's he's preparing this physical world for a world where the Rebbeinu Shlom's presence will be evident. But even Leibai says the pasuk about Yaakov Avinu Ayudei Seichel VeAvodezu, by approaching the world in this way, Nizkel the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Al Ma'ala, a person will merit to see the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Shunivne, look at this. It is being built right now. Mibirid Hakdusha Shoisim Atzadikim. We are building the Beis Hamikdash. Klal Yisrael is building the Beis Hamikdash with this very bitter. Shalkei Nikru Talmid Chacham and Bainim. For this reason, we find that Talmid Chacham are called builders. Shebainim Chelkem Beis Hamikdash Shemayla. They are building their portion of the Beis Hamikdash above. She Yerushalayim Shemayla. She Midas Hatzedek. She Ashchina. Therefore, it's the Tzadikim. She called Iker Oskan. The entire focus of the Tzadikim is the Sakin Ashchina. Kenoide is to rectify the Shchina. The Bavrov Zechanin Lebrach used to say, he used to often repeat, that Rebbe Melech would, when he would daven, he said that he was able to go up and see an entire wall that the Chayza had built with his Avoida, in a whole wall of the Beis Hamikdash. I believe, I don't remember if it was the Bavrov or the Rav Shitzirov, he quoted, touched with that, Uvnei Oysa Bikarev Biyameinu. That it's with the days of the tzaddikim that we build the Beis Hamikdash. So here he's saying that it's particular in this avoda of birur. It's in this avoda of selection that the tzaddik selects the nitzaitzis, that he's able to elevate the nitzaitzis that exist in all things, and thereby he builds the Beis Hamikdash. And that this is the Ikar Avodah, with that Avodah which he described earlier as being even greater than the Avodah of being Isaac B'Torah.